welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. That was a tune called Sunburst that I wrote in the early 1970s and recorded it in Australia. And it was just using my Scruggs tuning pegs through some minor notes. We got a great program lined up for you. We're going to kick it off with the Band of Rooks. Ronnie Bowman, Don Rigsby, Kenny Smith, Brian Fesler, who's a banjo player. And here's a tune called Detroit.
If they ask you where I went, just tell them Detroit. There's a girl up there I ain't seen in a while. No matter what, I've got to get to Detroit. It's been too long since I've seen her smile. And this plane can't fly fast enough to get me to the one I love in Detroit. I swore I'd never go back north to Detroit, but the letter that came south just made me cry. Said I hate how my mom did you in Detroit, and I wish that I could see you for a while. Plane can't fly fast enough to get me to the one I love in Detroit.
And they had Aubrey Haney on fiddle and Rob Ikes on the dobro in that one too, playing some really nice music. Here's Sierra Hull, wonderful mandolin player and singer, and this is from her Secrets album. It's a tune called From Now On.
Darling, can't you feel a change in wind coming on?
great contemporary bluegrass there from that young Sierra Hollis. She was then. She's getting a bit older now. She's born in 1991. She's just been an absolute prodigy as a child. And you watch her play, and you look at the YouTube clips, and she plays, her fingers are fast, and yet there's such clear notes that she produces. Absolutely amazing. Well, Doc Watson was master of the steel string guitar and a style of flat picking that one of the few people that really put guitar lead picking in front of an audience, and he just developed such a wide audience. And when he started playing music with his son Merle, it was a great combination, Doc and Merle Watson. And then tragically, Merle Watson, his son, died in a tractor accident at age 36, probably just as he was really coming into his height of his music, really. He and Doc played some great music together. And I have in my hands an album. It was put out by Sugar Hill Records in 1992. And it's some concerts that were recorded. Doc and Merle Watson and often their accompanying musicians just over different times, over 6 years, 1970 to 1976, and I've selected a couple of tracks that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. We're going to hear 9-Pound Hammer and then Wayfaring Stranger, and this is featuring Doc and Merle Watson playing guitars and singing, and I think it's really great that we can feature them on the show. Wonderful that people have recorded concerts. Here's Doc and Merle Watson.
I'm going on a mountain for to see my baby. I ain't coming back, Lord, I won't be back. For it's a long way to Harlem, a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, Lord, Lord, just to get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll? Take it, son. Oh, yeah, yeah. Lord have mercy. The 9-pound hammer is just a little too heavy, buddy, for my size, buddy, for my size. That 9-pound hammer killed poor old John Henry. Lord, won't kill me. No, no, ain't gonna kill me. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull, Lord, Lord, when the wheels won't roll? This 9-pound hammer, she rings like silver. Yeah, it rings like silver, and it shines like gold. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll? Let me hear you tickle that thing, son. Woo, yeah. You can take my hammer and give it to the captain, buddy, tell him I'm gone, Lord, Lord. You can tell him I'm gone. And if he asks you where I've done gone to, tell him you don't know. No, buddy, you don't know. Roll on, buddy, and make your time. I done broke down and I can't make mine. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. There is no sin
sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over
Wonderful playing there from Doc and Merle Watson. In a visit to the USA, I was way back in about 2013. I think I went to the IBMA and I was staying in Johnson City, Tennessee, and I drove through to North Carolina, and I went through the Deep Gap sort of area where Doc Watson's family came from, and I was very aware of that as I was driving my rented car around these twisty roads and thinking, Doc Watson's up in these hills somewhere, and just lovely to hear his voice, very relaxed, and tragic that his son Merle lost his life so young. Hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where the show comes from, Shearer's is a large music shop, and they have stock in there that will meet all your musical needs, instruments, accessories, books on how to play, and a staff that knows what they're doing. They're all musicians, and they'll be able to help you when you go in there looking for something. Great people, and they've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Oh, let's hear a little bit of bluegrass from Longview. Longview is Dudley Connell and Glenn Duncan, James King, Joe Mullins, Don Rigsby, Marshall Wilborn. Great bunch of people. They've all played music in their own bands and in different formats, but when they get together, they play some really good straightforward bluegrass. And here's a song that's got a miserable title, I've Never Been So Lonesome, but it's sort of good bluegrass music, so I'm going to play it for you. Don't get downhearted, it's just good fun. Okay, here's Longview.
Lonesome in my life. The moon has even lost its glow. The sun don't shine anymore. I've never been so lonesome in my life. Since you're gonna cry to myself, tell my heart there's nothing left. I've never been so lonesome in my life. I've walked the floor of the streets of town. Guess I'll never live it down. I've never been so lonesome in my life. Lonesome midnights come and go. I've never been so lonesome in my life. Seen days I thought would never end, when lonely blues come creeping in. I've never been so lonesome in my life. Since you're gonna cry to myself, tell my heart there's nothing left. I've never been so lonesome in my life. I've walked the floor of the streets of town. Guess I'll never live it down. I've never been so lonesome in my life. I've never been so lonesome in my life. Since you're gonna write to myself, tell my heart there's nothing left. I've never been so lonesome in my life. I've walked the floor of the streets of town. Yes, I'll never live it down. I've never been so lonesome in my life.
That was Longview playing I've Never Been So Lonesome in My Life, which was a tune from the playing of Ted Lundy. Longview named themselves after the recording studio complex that they recorded in. They're really just a bunch of people all working for Rounder Records, who found that they could really make some great bluegrass music together. And when they got together, they didn't have a name. They just knew they're going to do some recordings, and they called themselves Longview after the recording studio. I think that's really great. When I visited the Grass Valley Festival in California a few times, quite often you see John Rushman and the Jaybirds there. They're a band based in Vancouver, Canada, and they're a great band, really enjoyable sets. Jim Nunnally plays guitar, Nick Hornbuckle banjo, John Rushman mandolin, Trisha Gagnon bass, and Greg Spatz on fiddle. And their albums are really interesting to listen to. A big range of music, a couple of lead singers. They select their unusual songs, and their instrumentals are great too. Here's an instrumental called Liza Jane, and their notes on the CD say one of the many fiddle tunes with the same name. Liza Jane is a good name for a fiddle tune, I think. Ours comes from the fiddling of Rafe Stefanini, and he was a great old-time fiddler, and John Rushman and the Jaybirds do an excellent job on Liza Jane. Sounds like this. Thank you. John Rochman and the Jaybirds with the tune Liza Jane. Sounds good. Of all you mandolin pickers out there, that'd be something to learn, wouldn't it? I'm a frustrated mandolin picker too, and I hear a tune like that and I think, how does he do it? Well, talk about mandolin pickers, and next one comes from the Washington DC area. There's probably been no one that's had a bigger influence on bluegrass music around the Washington DC area than John Duffy, with his early work working with Buzz Busby and the likes of him, then with the Country Gentleman, then with Seldom Seen. I mean, what a lineup that is. And John Duffy with his amazing tenor voice, lead singing, harmony, and his mandolin playing, as well as his showmanship on stage. Really good. This is from an early Starday recording, way back in the days when Starday was recording lots of bluegrass music. And this is the Country Gentleman doing the song Poor Alan Smith, and it comes from an album called Roots of Bluegrass. Here's John Duffy.
Warren Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Her claws were scattered and thrown on the ground. The blood marks the spot where poor Ellen was found. Down. They found me loafing all around the town. They picked up her body and carried it away, and now she's sleeping in some lonesome old grave. Today, the flowers on her grave have all faded away. Someday I'll go home and say when I go, on poor Ellen's grave, pretty flowers I'll stow. I've been in this prison for 20 long years. Each night I see Ellen through my bitter tears. The warden just told me that soon I'll be free to go to her grave neath that old willow tree. My days in this prison are ending at last. I'll never be free from the sins of my past. Alan Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, left cold on the ground.
Hello, my name is Karen and I'm from Auckland, New Zealand, and you're listening to my favourite radio show, Back Porch Bluegrass, hosted by Paul Trenwith.
Yeah, thanks very much, Karen. Karen was at a concert that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did last Saturday in Whitianga, which is a beautiful little town on the Coromandel Peninsula in the North Island of New Zealand, sort of a beach town, boaty town. They've got a big marina where all people bring their yachts and boats into, and they were having some powerboat racing in the bay as well during the day, and a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band concert at night. And Karen and her family and friends almost didn't make it because the seats sold out in the little hall about 2 weeks before the end of the concert, which left a few people missing out on the concert. But we had a great time playing, and I think the audience enjoyed it, and it just served to remind me that my fingers are getting old and don't do everything that I want them to do, but we got through the concert anyway. So thanks for coming to the concert, Karen. Hope you're enjoying Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear the Band of Rooks again. They started off the show, really. And here's Noel Reno and Smiley Tune. There's another baby waiting for me down the line.
Baby waiting for me down the line. She has got just what it takes, and I have got the time. And you have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. So there's another baby waiting for me down the line. I have stayed awake and wondered what I'm gonna do. Dressed up and I'm feeling oh so fine, 'cause there's another baby waiting for me down the line. Yeah, there's another baby waiting for me down the line. She has got just what it takes, and I have got the time. You have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. Darling, for a day more, and I'll give you just a little taste of walking the floor. You won't grieve me no longer since I found out you're that kind. So there's another baby waiting for me down the line. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. She has got just what it takes, and I have got the time. Been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. There's another baby waiting for me down the line. What it takes, and I have got the time. You have been untrue, my darling, to the tie that binds. So there's another baby waiting for me down the line.
Some great bluegrass there from the album Authentic by The Rooks, The Band of Rooks, and that's spelled R-U-H-K-S. And I've just realised Don Rigsby is in that band, and he was in Longview as well. So some mandolin playing between two different bands from Don Rigsby there. One of the great bands in Australian music, particularly through the 1980s, was a band called the Flying Emus. Great name for a band. And they were a great performing band. They always considered themselves to be a live band rather than a studio band. Their recordings are great, but as a live band, I think they were absolutely wonderful. So they were working in Australia, particularly through the early 1980s through to about 1990. And the band membership was pretty constant. Jenny Kane sang lead vocals and harmony vocals, and played some acoustic guitar, and her brother John Kane played acoustic guitar, did mandolin and some vocals. Jenny and John wrote a lot of the songs for the band. Ian Simpson is a banjo player extraordinary, played acoustic and electric guitars, piano, organ, pedal steel guitar, did harmony vocals, played dobro. He's a wonderful instrumentalist. And Mike Karen did the fiddle and mandolin parts, played some acoustic guitar, did lead and harmony vocals. Very talented bunch of people, those key four from the Flying Emus. And in the early band, they had Mike Vidale playing electric bass, usually an upright electric bass, and Hanuman Das on drums and percussion. And then in later years, the bass players and the drummers changed a bit. And I've got an instrumental track, which I just love, from the Flying Emus. I know when we've gone back to Australia, we were the decade before them with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and Paul and Colin Trenwith working remember Slim Dusty, and in the late 70s and early 1980s, Ian Simpson and Mike Kieran from the Emus worked with the Slim Dusty Show, and they were with Slim for a long time. And in fact, we played on a few concerts together, and a great combination. We really enjoyed playing with those guys. They were hot pickers. And anyway, here's a tune that won them a gold guitar in 1987. That's sort of the Australian Country Music Awards, very prestigious. And it's a tune called the Emu Strut. Emu Strut, what a great name for a tune. Here it comes from the Flying Emus. Tune from the Flying Emus, Emu Strut. As you can hear, they sort of straddled the country music side of music. They were the country field, they were in the bluegrass field. There was no big bluegrass scene in Australia through the 70s, 80s and 90s, and the Flying Emus were just one of those popular bands that drew crowds no matter where they went, and they had some great music, some wonderful players, and they wrote some excellent songs too. Ah, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This program starts at Free FM 89.0, Independent Community Media, we're called, in Hamilton, New Zealand, and goes around various access goes around various access radio stations in New Zealand, like the Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland. Big shout out to Radio Southland. Now you're having the Gore Country Music Awards down there. So might be a few people tuning in down there. Thanks. Big hi. We've been down to those awards. Really good fun. Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, all played different times of the week and different times of the day or night there. Also, the Access Radio stations in Canada, Prince George in British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. Nice to have you all tuning in to a South Pacific take on bluegrass music. And of course, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Friday afternoons. I hope you're listening to this and enjoying the music. And there's a whole bunch of you listening on podcasts. It's just amazing these days how many people tune in on podcasts and listen to various shows. And I'm delighted that you catch on to mine sometimes. Thank you very much. All the music that I play is from my shelves. Every now and then I buy a few new CDs and I dig deep to find some old ones that I think you might like to listen to. And every now and then we have some vinyl, don't we? So maybe have some vinyl next week. We'll see what goes on. Oh, what are we going to hear? Back to the roots of bluegrass and those early Starday recordings of the Country Gentleman. A tune called Darling Ella Lee, and this is one that we actually did in our concert last Saturday night. We've always loved this tune, and the early Hamilton County Bluegrass Band borrowed this version from the Country Gentleman, and we just love playing it. Here's Country Gentleman, Charlie Waller doing the lead vocals, Darling Ella Lee. We don't play it quite that fast anymore. Time for an instrumental. Here's the Grascals featuring Kristen Scott Benson on banjo with a tune called Blue Rock Slide. Thank you. Well, that's the Blue Rock Slide by Daly and Vincent. What a neat tune. And a nice way to end it with the ball coming in like that too. Real good. It's time for a gospel song. I always love to have a gospel song on the show. And this is from an album called The Gospel Side of Daly and Vincent. Fine singers and always got a great band. And this is a tune called Cast Aside. Daly and Vincent.
Cast aside your troubles and lay your burdens down at the feet of Jesus and rejoice in what you found. Joyous life, so happy in the Lord I shall abide. Cast aside, my brother, all your troubles cast aside.
Cast aside,
my brother, all your troubles cast aside. Live your life for Jesus and forever you'll survive.
Cast aside,
my brother, all your troubles cast aside. Have a home and life eternal and your troubles cast aside. This life of pain and sorrow will be gone forevermore. And I'll soon be going over Jordan deep and wide to be with my friends and loved ones with my troubles cast aside.
Cast aside,
my brother, all your troubles cast aside. Live your life for Jesus and forever you'll survive.
Cast aside,
my brother, all your troubles cast aside. Have a home and life eternal and your troubles cast aside. Cast aside, my brother, all your troubles cast aside. Live your life for Jesus and forever you'll survive.
Cast aside,
my brother, all your troubles cast aside. Have a home and life eternal and your troubles cast aside. Troubles cast aside.
Daly and Vincent there. Strong Dor Lawson influence in the vocals there. Jamie Daly, of course, worked for Dor Lawson for a long time, and several other people have too in the band, and they do some great gospel music. We've got time to hear a song from Sister Sadie, wonderful all-woman band, Dale and Bradley. Lovely lady on lead vocals on some of the tunes, plays guitar. Tina Adair does the other lead vocals and plays mandolin and occasionally plays guitar. Gina Britt does some lead vocals and plays banjo. Deanie Richardson on fiddle, Beth Lawrence on bass, and albums produced by and engineered by Scott Vestal, and he does a fine job there. They've got some great music on this. This tune that we're going to hear from them, Losing You Blues, is a Tina Adair written tune, and she gets to sing lead on her own tune, Sister Sadie.
Baby, now you're gone and for real last.
Ah, that was Sister Sadie. Well, it's just about time for finish up on Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed the selections that I've made for you this week, and we'll be making similar selections for next week. You never know what's really going to come up. In fact, I'm sometimes not sure what's going to come up when I stand in front of my shelves and say, what shall I do this week? But we'll go out on a classic tune from Bill Monroe. Oh, he wrote it, came from the classic bluegrass band, recorded in 1947, called the Bluegrass Breakdown, but it's performed by Ronnie Reno in the Reno tradition. Mike Scott's playing banjo, but the three mandolins doing the main part. So thanks very much for listening. See you later. Bye.
Anyway, we're going to take the three mandolins and play one of Bill's instrumentals, and this is in honor of Mr. Bill Monroe. We hope you might enjoy the Bluegrass Breakdown. All right.